The Yemen's Houthis say efforts to convene UN-backed peace talks to find a political solution to the crisis in the Arab country have failed, blaming it on Saudi Arabia and the United States. The UN envoy, Al-Sheikh Ahmed, said last week that he was hoping to begin separate preparatory talks with Yemen's fugitive government and Houthis, expecting formal talks between the two sides in the coming weeks. However, Houthi spokesman Saleh al-Samad has said that the opportunity for a political solution to end the Saudi aggression has been missed. The official urged Houthis to continue the resistance. A first attempt to hold peace talks failed in June, as loyalists of fugitive former president Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi backed away from the talks, insisting that Ansarullah fighters and their army allies first withdraw. Saudi Arabia, that began its war on Yemen in March, is trying to push back the Yemeni fighters and reinstate its staunch ally, Hadi. To get more insight into this story, we're joined from New York by Eric Draetzer. He's the founder of StopImperialism.com. Thank you for joining us here on Top 5. Well, with all the wars and violence that are plaguing the Middle East, we see the fingerprints of the United States in one way or another. They're present in these wars, and we're including the one in Yemen, and somehow it's being ignored by the Western mainstream media. What interests do you think the US is pursuing in Yemen?
Well, there's a number of them. Let's not forget that the United States has been deeply involved in Yemen since far earlier than this Saudi-initiated aggression that began this year. The United States has had assets from the CIA and other agencies on the ground in Yemen, ostensibly fighting al-Qaeda for a number of years now. We should recall also that the so-called government, former government of Hadi, was actually installed by the United States and Saudi Arabia. This was a puppet government. The Hadi ran unopposed in what cannot be regarded as a legitimate election, and that is really what's at issue here in this war. It is the legitimacy of the former government of Hadi. It is the legitimacy of a revolutionary movement in seizing control of that country, and it is the illegitimacy of an illegal war being waged by Saudi Arabia and its nominal allies in violation of the Geneva Convention, the UN Charter, in blatant violation of international law. So there's a number of aspects here, but we should also recall that the U.S. has a clear and unmistakable geopolitical and strategic imperative in Yemen. Control of the Bab al-Mandeb Strait, one of the world's great choke points, one of the most important points anywhere in the world for commercial shipping. It is vital for the Chinese, and it is vital for the United States and the Western powers to maintain control of that. And if you look at the map and you see on one side of the Mandeb, you have Yemen, on the other side, you have Somalia, you can see very clearly what the U.S. policy continues to be. It is a policy of chaos. It is a policy of terrorism and counterterrorism for the purposes of being able to manage these situations. Now, the United States is not 100% keen on exactly the way in which Saudi Arabia has prosecuted this war, but at the larger level in terms of agenda, the United States couldn't be happier.
Well, these Geneva Conventions, who are they written for? If a foreign state can actually intervene in another country, in a sovereign state, merely for trying to be independent of foreign diktats, in this case, the Yemeni people trying to get rid of the country of decades of Saudi interference.
Well, unfortunately, it's sort of an accepted principle now that international law, at least from the perspective of the United States, only applies in select circumstances when the United States wants to apply it. So, for instance, you see these double standards apparent in Ukraine, you see it in Syria, you see it in Yemen, you see it in many examples all over the world. And this is really what the Chinese, what the Russians, what the Iranians, and other countries who have objected to U.S. policies have really objected to. They want a single standard applied when it comes to international law. But again, we don't want to get too caught up, you know, off into the weeds here. I think we need to focus on what is really at issue. At issue is the question of what government has the right to rule in Yemen. Their puppet government led by that that was the legitimate government and that any after that is illegitimate. But of course, the counter argument to that, he was never legitimate in the first place. He was installed by the CIA director Brennan and the Saudis. And number two, that there has been this ongoing conflict with the Houthis as well as with the military forces loyal to the former president Saleh. So there is a civil conflict here that has really emerged. And the notion that Saudi Arabia and the United States and the UN are going to be able to dictate to the Yemeni people just what sort of a process needs to be gone through in order to solve this crisis is, of course, absurd. You need to have all parties at the table to negotiate a settlement. You cannot have Saudi Arabia determining that a precondition must be the eradication of the Houthi movement. That is a non-starter, just as the United States policy in Syria and
very
demanding
insightful.
Assad's ouster has
Thank
also
you
been
very
a
much. Eric Dreitzer, founder of StopImperialism.com, joining us from New York.